Steelers Texans for lots of marbles. And joining us now to get into all of it is our Steelers insider, our friend, Ray Fittipaldo. And Ray Fittipaldo is brought to you by AV-rated super lawyers of LGKG, Luxembourg, Garbett, Kelly, and George. Good morning to you, Ray. How we doing, buddy?
Good morning, Adam. Happy New Year. I don't know if I'm still allowed to say that, but Happy New Year.
We haven't talked in the New Year, so I think it's allowed. I appreciate you wishing me a Happy New Year, and same to you, buddy. Steelers, what's Texans. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, it's going to be a raucous atmosphere Monday night in Pittsburgh. You know, the last couple of times the Steelers have had home playoff games, the most recent one was the COVID year, no fans in the stands, and then 2017, the early exit. I think there's a lot more optimism going into this game than I think any of those other recent home playoff games.
I want to get into the Tomlin Harbaugh situation, and we will, but let's stick with that. What gives you, someone who's around this team every single day, optimism that they could beat the Texans on Monday night?
Yeah, I mean, I was doing some research on this on the last day or so, but it's their ability to overcome slow starts with strong finishes. They are one of the best fourth quarter football teams in the NFL, fourth quarter offenses. They're averaging almost 8 points per game in the fourth quarter. That's much better than they do in any other quarter this season. And just look at their you know, winning streak to get into the playoffs. That four wins in the final five-game stretch, huge fourth quarters in a lot of those victories. So I think there's that Aaron Rodgers intangible quality that makes them really good in those situations. But I think in listening to Mike Tomlin yesterday as well, just he's kind of fostering that belief in all of his players to come through in this situation. And even though the defense doesn't have the numbers that the offense does in the fourth quarter, just look at the Lions game, you know, being able to stand up in that situation. It really has been a full team effort to win those close games in the fourth quarter.
That's one of the things we've spent a decent amount of time talking about today is the poor starts the Steelers have had in the playoffs. Yeah. Ray, I mean, they've been outscored 76-0 in the first quarter of their last six playoff games. And shoot, the last two games that they've played, they were down 10-0 to the Browns and 10-0 to the Ravens. But that's a good that's a good punchback from you. In the third quarter in particular, of late, I think last four games, what, have they given up 8 yards combined or something crazy like that?
Yeah, the defense has been really good, and they've just been tripped up by some situations. You know, Lamar Jackson got them a couple of times on Monday night. You know, Adam, it was interesting listening to Tomlin yesterday. You don't usually hear him do this, but he kind of put some of that, the big plays on the play calling, and whether that was Mike himself or whether that was Terrell Austin, I thought that was one of the more interesting things to come out of his news conference. So, you know, they'll have that to deal with against the Texans. I don't know that C.J. Stroud presents the problems Lamar Jackson does, but I think to Tomlin's point, you know, it's not only the players, but it's the coaches who have to be really good in these situations too. So interesting that he said that, but I'm not sure how that is going to play into the game against the Texans. I think that was more of a Ravens issue than an overall issue.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I agree with you. The Texans' ninth worst explosive play rate in the NFL, 10th worst yards per play on average. Meanwhile, the Ravens 6th and 7th in those categories, respectively. Also, Ray, this is the healthiest the Steelers are going into a playoff game since ...
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to go back and look at you know, some of the other seasons, but other than Darnell Washington and Deshaun Elliott, we should mention Deshaun Elliott because he was a really big piece of that defense early in the season, but nice little stroke of luck that they're getting all these guys back when it counts the most. T.J. Watt, most notably. I thought T.J. was excellent.
Me too.
In that game, I mean, he played 84% of the snaps, and I know the Ravens only had like 51 snaps, but like Nick Herbig only played like 20% of the snaps. Jack Sawyer barely played at all because Highsmith and Watt were playing at such a high level. And I don't think you can underestimate the health of a football team going into the postseason. You know, the Patriots are really banged up now. Other teams have other issues, and the Steelers seem to be getting right at the right time. So, you know, we'll see if it matters, but that's certainly a good positive going into the Texans game.
Ray Fittipaldi with the Post-Gazette joining us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ray, is it fair to say that this defensive line for the Texans against the Steelers' offensive line is actually a strength v. strength?
I don't know if I would go that far, but the Steelers' young offensive line is growing up before our eyes.
Yes, it is.
This is probably their toughest test of the season. I know you've probably seen it, but the Zach Frazier clip on
It's on loop in the bedroom when my wife and I are making love, Ray.
I had a feeling you would say something like that. he's been really good. Fautanu's been really good all season. Seumalo's back now, another injured guy that we didn't mention. It's still a young line, and they've never been in this situation. The Texans are, I don't want to say they're a proven playoff team, but they got experience in the playoffs the last few years. All these guys have been in playoff games. So I would probably give the edge to the Texans defensive front in this game. They're very talented, but we might see the Steelers step up and maybe surprise some people with how good that young offensive line is on Monday night.
Ray Fittipaldi from the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Ray, we'll get back into the game in a minute, but if Tyler Loop makes that field goal, is Harbaugh still a Raven and Tomlin's out?
No. I mean, that's what's so frustrating about that situation if you're John Harbaugh. I mean, one kick, a 44-yard kick, and I think, Adam, I don't know, 75% of the coaches in the NFL would have laid up there and knelt in that situation. I don't know how many coaches. There might be a few aggressive coaches who try to get an extra 10 yards there, but when you do that, you're putting the ball in play. I mean, it could be a fumble.
Well, and
it could be a pick.
Derrick Henry's done that this year. He's uncharacteristically fumbled the football.
Yeah, so I don't blame Harbaugh for that game. I know there are other issues that have surfaced down there, but like Tomlin would have been if that happened to Tomlin. Harbaugh is going to step into a great situation. He could sit back and cherry pick the very best roster in the NFL. He's going to be able to choose where he wants to coach next. It's an interesting situation and how that unfolded. And what did Tomlin say after the game? That, you know, his comment that went viral. So I guess that's the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah, no one had Tomlin talking about man parts on his bingo card. It would have made more sense coming from me. Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. A couple more questions on that subject, then we'll get back to the game proper. If the Steelers were to get blown out, and I don't expect it, but that's all we've kind of known the last 8 years in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Do you think that they might move off of Tomlin or that he might step aside? Because that was all the hot national reporting going into the game, was that Tomlin might want to go do TV or something like that.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get fired, so it would definitely have to be Mike's decision. And I guess that would depend on how the game unfolded or really what Mike was thinking, before any of this stuff happened with the Ravens game and how they got into the playoffs. So strictly a Mike Tomlin decision, I think. If he wants to step aside and do something else, that would be his decision. But I don't think that would be coming from the Steelers ownership group.
Who do you think would be a good fit for the Ravens while we're on the subject?
Man, somebody who knows how to deal with, I know Lamar's like an 8-year vet now, but a college quarterback, like a guy who they can get the most out of that skill set. And it's hard now because he's been injured the last couple of seasons. And, you know, do you really want to build your offense around that? Can you depend on him to stay healthy? So that's a tricky situation, but I'd definitely get an offensive guy. You obviously have to rebuild that defense because the defense stinks, but I think you need an offensive mind to get the most out of Lamar Jackson. I don't think Lamar – I'm sure you saw his comments after the game. I think Lamar played a big part
absolutely
in Harbaugh getting fired. So I'm sure that's a big part of it.
Cliff Kingsbury's been rumored, but like Diana Russini and others, to maybe be a fit. I think that guy's a terrible head coach. I would actually hire Stefanski if I were them, but that would be too smart, and hopefully they're not listening. All right, Ray, back to the Steelers. Are you worried about Boswell at all? I know the NFL credited that as a block. I've watched it a million times. I mean, who am I to doubt the NFL statisticians? But he missed one in Detroit, the Cleveland issue. So I'm a little bit concerned, even though he banged a 57-yarder.
I'm definitely worried about him.
Okay.
He usually doesn't find himself in these situations. And, you know, I think on Ben's podcast, Ben mentioned that he's, I don't know if he called him or texted him, but he's offered him some words of encouragement. So it's not just us watching who kind of see that something is off there with him. So it's not a great thing going into the playoffs, Adam.
No, I mean, it is not.
This guy's been so good for so long. I mean, it would be such a kick in the gut if it came down to Boswell and Boswell wasn't that guy when he's been so good for so long when they haven't been able to win in the playoffs. I mean, it would just be the ultimate irony. So I don't know if Danny Smith can fix something like this. Most of the time, these kickers are just left to their own devices, but hopefully he can figure out what's going on because it's been like a 3-week pattern here.
Goalies in hockey, kickers in football, relievers in baseball. I feel like the only people who can fix them is themselves and some sports psychology. Last couple of things for you, Ray. DK Metcalf, I know, spoke the other day. Couldn't say much, probably for legal reasons, about what happened with that blue-haired jackass in Detroit. Do you get the sense that he is pissed off for a little bit of greatness here? Because DK's playoff numbers are outstanding. Yeah. 5 touchdowns in 4 games and 113 receiving yards a game.
Yeah, and I do get that sense. You know, he kind of was cutting people off when we were asking those follow-up questions, and, you know, he kind of tired of it. And I think just reading between the lines, he said he was surprised that it wasn't reduced to 1 game. So, yeah, I think he's going to go in with a little bit of an edge here. And, I mean, what better stage to go out and have a big game and kind of throw it back in the face of Roger Goodell and whoever else in New York made that decision or decisions with the appeal to keep him out of those final 2 games. So, yeah, I think we're going to see a motivated DK Metcalf, but more importantly, his presence just lets everything fall back into place for the rest of that receiving core. They don't have to step up and play different roles that they're not accustomed to.
Ray, is it as simple as for the Steelers offense, get the ball out of Rodgers' hand quick, try to run the ball, and any kick is a good kick, and you kind of try to win the war of attrition?
Yeah, because they're going to approach the game the same way. They're not going to be afraid to punt. They're not going to be afraid to settle for field goals because that's how their team is built. Their team is built much in the same way that Tomlin has wanted to build his teams, but that didn't come to pass this year because his defense was didn't play up to those standards. So, yeah, I definitely could see a low scoring game here, kind of a field goal fest, and kind of one of those deals. You win it in the fourth quarter, get it close, and try to win it in the fourth. So, if we get the fireworks that we did against the Ravens, that's great. But I think this one's going to be another slugfest.
Ray, you're going to like this text. Adam walks into his bedroom. A steak covered in ketchup sizzles on a dinner plate. Wife, in only a West Virginia jersey, picks up the remote and whispers, "Zach Frazier pull block against Ravens on YouTube" in a sexy Yinzer accent.
With Ray, John Denver playing in the background.
That's only when we're done. Ray, thank you for the time. As always, great stuff. And hopefully we're previewing another game. And it's probably – is it too early for you to make your prediction? I feel like I don't want to put you on the spot.
I'll save that for Pony tomorrow. Yeah, a little bit too early.
Very good. All right, Ray. Thanks, buddy.
All right. See you, Adam.
He's the man. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I have a stat that is going to blow your socks off, and I'll give it to you next. But Ray raises an interesting topic there. He thinks this could be a kicking fest, a punt fest, a field goal fest. If it's a field goal fest, Steelers fans, where's your confidence level in Boss? Ray said he's worried about him. I am too. Are you? 412-928-9370. That's a morning show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com.
Coons will snap it back. And the kick by Boswell. Oh, no! No good.
That's from the Lions game. Steelers win by 5. Butt-puckered moments at the end. Wouldn't have been as scary if they were up 8 and Boswell, with 2 minutes to go, missed a 37-yarder. Doink. Ray Fittipaldo joined us in the last segment. He says he's worried about Boswell. I know the NFL says that the kick was blocked, that a Ravens rookie defensive back, number 39, he blocked the kick. I don't know. I watched it a million times. I'm sure they have angles we don't. So who am I to say it wasn't blocked? But he did miss one in a dome from 37 yards out. And all it takes, we've seen this before, from a kicker, from a goalie, from a reliever, is one home run, one softy allowed, one doink, and they go in the tank. They go in the toilet. I know the Steelers haven't played a bunch of close playoff games the last decade. They have, and they get blown out every time they take the damn field. But I think this one's going to be close. And I'd be lying if I said I'm not a little worried about Boswell. And I think you'd be lying yourself, too, if you say if he goes out there, game's on the line, he's lining up, DeMarco takes a timeout. D'Amico. I called him DeMarco.
D'Amico Ryans. Wow.
I'm going DeMarco Murray, for God's sakes. D'Amico Ryans calls a timeout, ice the guy. You're going to be pooping bricks. You're going to be freaked out. Anybody who's saying on the text line, because people are killing me for not trusting Boz, you're kidding yourselves. Doesn't mean he won't come through. But like this texter, what are you talking about with Boz? He missed 5 field goals all year. He is clutch, and in Tomlin's words, he's a serial killer. Boz is not a concern at all. The highest paid D who keeps giving up chunk plays every game is my concern. Well, this just in, texter, you're allowed to have multiple concerns. And if your concerns add up, that's how you lose playoff games. I think this one's going to be close, and I'm worried about Boswell. Texter, no way, Adam. Death, taxes, Boswell down the middle. Well, now you're just ignoring recent history. Ain't nobody blocked the one in Detroit from 37 yards out. Before the game, when we were breaking it all down, giving you advantages, disadvantages, we all said Boswell's probably going to be good from 70 in the dome. He missed a 37-yarder. He just missed an extra point. Game on the line. I think you're lying if you say you won't be nervous. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Mike in Wilkinsburg, who's been waiting patiently on hold for a long time. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Crowley. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, buddy.
Man, I was doing just fine until you gave me that anxiety attack. Talking about Mike Tomlin not respecting C.J. Stroud. I've got way too many memories of Blake Bortles and Tim Tebow. You know, I'm sure he thought the same thing, man. Man, what do we need the game plan for, man? You see how bad these dudes are? Man, we just need to show up. And then they're going to get mopped right off the face of the planet.
You know what? They have the last three, they've lost to elite players. Guys who have won MVP awards, and in the case of Mahomes, won a Super Bowl, Mike. Mahomes, Lamar, and Allen. But some of the losses before that, you're right. Bortles, I mean, Andy Dalton's backup, A.J. McCarron, they struggled to beat. It took a bunch of field goals from the aforementioned Boswell to beat Alex Smith out in Kansas City. They beat Moore with the Miami Dolphins. You're barking up the right tree, Mike, and I don't like it.
That's all I had for you.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call. 412-928-9370. Tony in Rhode Island. Hey, man.
Hey, how you doing? Love the show, Adam.
Hey, thanks, bud.
I just wanted to bring up Boswell. I am concerned because here's why. So going back to the Cleveland game, at the end, I really thought we were going to get the touchdown, and I had a bad feeling. It never came to this, but I'm like, I have a feeling if it came to that, Boswell would have missed the extra point. It's just he gets in these slumps, which are not too often, but when he does, I don't know. I think it's more mental with him, but I am a little
Absolutely,
concerned.
It's all mental.
But he's been a great kicker for us, so I don't want to.
He's one of the very best kickers in the history of the sport, and I think when it's all said and done, there might be an argument he is the best, Tony. There's no doubt about that, but of course, it's all mental. Of course it is. And people keep texting in, it was blocked. The one in Detroit wasn't. And I'm still not 1,000% sure that the one against the Ravens was blocked. I think anybody who says they got 100% confidence is lying. Usually, you can go take a pee break or grab yourself another beer or grab some snacks when Boswell's kicking. It's a good little cheat code. If you go to a Steeler game and Boswell's lining up for the field goal, you want to beat the lines to the concessions? You want to beat the line to the bathroom? You go when he's lining up. I'm not saying he's going to be a liability, but I am saying I don't think I'd go to the bathroom. I don't think it's just a fait accompli. My man's drilling the kick. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, it must be a slow topic day if you're worried about Boz. I think it's a pretty big deal. It's a 3.5-point spread, as was the Ravens game. That game came down to two kicks. Neither of them were made. A little bit concerned. Vacations begin here at the Pittsburgh Travel Showcase presented by AAA Travel, January 23rd through the 25th at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. There's exclusive discounts, convenient one-stop shopping. Dream it, plan it, book it, experience. Tickets and details at PittsburghTravelShowcase.com, where your vacation is waiting for you. The Renegade was at the game on Sunday night. David Bednar was a two-time All-Star, one of the very best relievers in the sport. Then all of a sudden, he sucked. It was getting booed. He then figured it out, got traded to the New York Yankees, but I equate kickers to relievers in baseball, to goalies in hockey all the time. When you're in a zone, you're in a zone. When you throw up a meatball or you walk a guy, or when you give up a soft goal, that can change stuff in people for a little while. And I think it's tough for a kicker of any repute to go out there the next time and feel like he's going to get the job done. I think we'll all feel better if he goes out there and bangs a 54-yarder early in the game. But when he lines up, I think we're all going to be terrified if he's in a game-winning or game-tying situation late. If he bangs that, then he's back on track. But I don't know how people aren't at least a little bit nervous. And Ray Fittipaldo is the least hot-takey guy we have. He and Jeff, they're not hot-take guys. They are reporters. When Ray says something like, I'm worried about Boswell, I don't take that with a grain of salt. I pay attention. 412-928-9370. Mike Tomlin yesterday spoke about Aaron Rodgers in big games, what gives him faith in those moments. There are some statistics that might make you say, I don't know about Rodgers in the playoffs anymore. Or are they? We'll get to that next.
The efforts of Aaron Rodgers is always helpful. He's just got a unique resume, a unique talent, a unique thirst for significant moments. And I'm never surprised when he smiles in the face of adversity and delivers for us as he did on Sunday night. And so thankful for that.
Aaron Rodgers is 2-4 in his last six playoff games. That's why he's not a Packer anymore. And if he was winning playoff games at the rate that he did a little bit earlier in his career, I think he'd have finished his career there. In fact, that's a fact. It's not an opinion. Four-time MVPs who keep winning Super Bowls, you don't get rid of. Unless you're the Patriots, but that's a different story. We'll get into some of the statistics, though, in these six Aaron Rodgers games. And Caboli had, I thought, a really good tweet yesterday. There's no tone of surprise there. Caboli's always putting out great tweets, but in the meantime, before we get to that, people are defending Chris Boswell left and right on the text line and via the phone, saying they're not worried about him at all. after Ray Fittipaldi said he was worried about the Boz in an earlier segment. And I don't know why people aren't nervous. Yeah. Oh, it's blocked. The extra point was blocked. Okay, maybe. Yeah, the NFL says it was. And 39 celebrated like he blocked it. Okay, fair enough. He also missed a 37-yarder in the dome in Detroit that would have extended the Steelers' lead from 5-8, and we wouldn't have all dropped dead with a heart attack at the end of that Lions game. And he missed one in Cleveland, folks. He missed 5 field goals this year. For him, that's a lot, and they're happening lately. He's missed one in each of the last 3 games. Not to mention every single person who was at the game covering it, sitting in the press box or at field level, said that he was struggling pregame. Not typical. There's something going on with Mr. Boz between the ears. Donald in Pittsburgh wants to chat about it. Hi, Donald.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, man.
Great, great. Love the show.
Thank you.
On my way to work. Wanted to just give a comment about Boswell. You got to have confidence in the man. Yes, he has missed a few in the last games or so, like you just quoted there. And but, you know, let's keep the confidence built up in him that he's going to score. He's going to do well. And, you know, in his defense, that one kick was blocked. And otherwise, he probably would have made that kick and tied that game.
Sure.
That's all. You have a great day, and thanks for a good show.
You too, Donald, and thank you for the kind words. Look, I'm not saying I have zero faith in the guy. I'm saying I'm nervous. And I think people who are saying they ain't nervous are lying. He doinked one in Detroit. He missed one against Cleveland. If he didn't miss one against Cleveland, they may well have won that game. Because the Browns tacked on an extra field goal because the Steelers went for it on a 4th-and-10 deep in their own territory. But it would have been 10-9. And the Steelers' final drive, the ill-fated drive with the, my God, fade ball to MVS, would have ended in a Boswell attempt had he just simply made the earlier one. And you could say, yeah, it's bad conditions. Yeah, it's 54 yards. Well, welcome to playoff damn football, folks. Texter, during the game, Collinsworth said Bos was missing field goals all pregame. He was. People are now saying on the text, oh, it's a 50-plus yarder. Yeah. Welcome to the Wizard of Boz. The reason he has the nickname is because he hits routinely from 50-plus. He missed a 37-yarder. He may or may not have had a field goal, an extra point, for God's sakes, blocked. And he definitely missed one in Cleveland. But what are we doing here? I think we shower Boz in holy water before the game. I think we call up the friar from St. Vincent. Maxwell, or whatever his name is. Give him a nice dip in holy water. And that'll be the end of it. A little exorcism of sorts. Not saying he won't come through. I'm just saying I'm not as confident in the Boz as I used to be, which I think is a fair position. I think it should be the only position. We will play for the first time coming up next before we're joined by Doug Whaley. Roger Woods' updated Steeler song. The world premiere, Harry Callis. I do think it's the second most anticipated world premiere of a song that's going to happen this week on the show. Harry's going to have his Steelers weekly wrap-up. It might be a Steelers playoff pump-up edition. We'll all be surprised, pleasantly so, later on in the week. But coming up at about 8:50, the world premiere of the Roger Wood updated Steelers fight song. Caboli tweeted out yesterday, Aaron Rodgers has better playoff numbers than the rest of the 6 quarterbacks in the AFC combined. Bo Nix, Drake May, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence, C.J. Stroud, Josh Allen have played 22 total games in the postseason for 5,700 yards, 37 touchdowns, and 14 picks. Rodgers has also played 22 games with 5,900 yards, 45 touchdowns, and 13 picks. He's right. But Rodgers is just 2-4 in his last 6 playoff games. Something that we pointed out and discussed prior to the season. Like, would you rather have Rodgers or Rudolph start a playoff game? Well, Rodgers. Would you rather have Rodgers or Fields start a playoff game? Well, Rodgers. But Rodgers hadn't exactly bathed himself in glory, or Green Bay hadn't exactly bathed themselves in glory at the end of Rodgers' playoff career. We heard at the top of the segment that Tomlin's got a lot of faith in Rodgers in these big moments, and I do too. We saw what he did and what amounted to a playoff game against the Ravens. Also, I watched those games. I don't think Rodgers was the problem. Rodgers was sacked the last two playoff losses 5 times in each of those 2 games. Now, one of those games was coordinated by DeMeco Ryans, but he was sacked 5 times in each of those games, didn't have time to breathe. But in the 6 games where he's got a losing record, Rodgers has thrown for 334 yards a game, quarterback rating of 100, 12 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Hardly bad from Rodgers. And in the losses, his quarterback rating on average is about 100. Doesn't mean he's been perfect, but I think his playoff failures are a little overstated. And just to cover my own rear end, I'd much rather have him than CJ Stroud. If we just boil it down to that. Coming up next, the world premiere of the Roger Wood 2025-2026 Steelers fight song. The world premiere of Roger Wood's 2025-2026 Steelers Here We Go song coming up momentarily. Doug Whaley going to be joining us from 9 o'clock until 10. It is a Wednesday with Whaley. One last thing on Boswell. Because I'm getting crushed. Oh, can you have no faith in Boswell? Ben Roethlisberger on his podcast said just yesterday that he talked to Boswell after the game. And he said, I know he's going through some stuff right now. Tried to give him some upbeat advice on staying confident because I know right now it can be hard and he could lose some confidence. Just encouraging him and letting him know that at some point they're going to need him and, you know, just to keep doing his thing. But the beginning of that quote is the noteworthy part for me. I know he's going through some stuff right now. So it's not just me, not just Ray, Big Ben. Ready to get fired up, Harry?
Oh, well, after that conversation, yeah.
You listen to this and you tell me the Steelers are going to lose to the damn Texans. You can't. You can't. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Steelers, here we go. Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. Here we go. Cheer to Steelers, black and the gold. Here we go. It's time to Pittsburgh's heart and soul. Here we go. The Steeler Nation has the best fans. We are from Pittsburgh, the 6-time Super Bowl champ. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Steelers, here we go. Pittsburgh's gone to the Super Bowl. Here we go. Aaron Rodgers is ready to win. Here we go. With Gainwell, Metcalf, and Calvin Austin. Here we go. We'll go to war and then we need a touchdown. And if you get in his way, he's gonna knock you around. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Steelers, here we go. Pittsburgh's gone to the Super Bowl. Here we go. Now the offense is ready to score. There's one thing we know for sure. Here we go. If we don't get it in the end zone, we'll get 3 points off of Boswell. Maybe. Here we go. Maybe. Here we go. Here we go. Steelers. Here we go. Pittsburgh's gone to Super Bowl. Here we go. We got Highsmith, Watt, and Hayward. And Ramsey and Joey Jr. Here we go. The other team won't gain any ground because the defense is gonna bring the steel curtain down. Here we go. Here we go. Steelers. Here we go. Pittsburgh's gone to the Super Bowl. Here we go.
Let's go.
Steelers. Here we go. Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. Woo! Roger Wood, baby. I'm going to listen to that song 15 times a day from now until the Steelers win the Super Bowl. That's how that's going to go. I also blew off a tease terribly. I told you I had a staggering statistic for you, and I forgot to get to it.
So important that you forgot?
I forgot. ADD. Doran would have reminded me, and Harry's asleep back there. It's really their fault. I mean, Doran by not being here, and Harry for, being incompetent. Not my own incompetence. That could never be the issue. So here's the stat. You paying attention, Harry? It's a big one. Dome teams in the playoffs the last 10 years are 1-14 when going on the road and it's below 40 degrees. You like that one, Harry? I'll say it again for effect. Dome teams over the last decade are 1-14 when going on the road and it's below 40 degrees. Kickoff temperatures as of now expected to be 32-ish, right around freezing for kickoff on Monday night. And I had the stats for you yesterday. 12 of the 17 games Houston played this season were in domes. And I think 14 out of the 17 were domes or warm weather cities. I'm not saying that's the end all be all, but you can't be arguing against history here, can we? Doug Whaley going to be joining us next for another rousing edition of Wednesday with Doug Whaley. We'll get into the Harbaugh-Tomlin stuff, and then, of course, we'll be breaking down Steelers-Texans chapter and verse. First, fan weather. Ha-ha! Brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Good thing the game's not getting played today. High of 49, low of 39. Tomorrow, high of 51, low of 33. We might touch 60 later in the week. Yes, Harry?
Why'd you get out so early? You still have like 3 minutes left to talk.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
I was just trying to get to Doug on time. That's all I was trying to do.
Is he here today?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him.
Doing great.
Thank you. I mean, isn't that the producer's job?
I told you before the show started that the breaks are a little shorter today.
You did?
I did.
I don't think that happened. Texter, how weak are you, Crowley? Why don't you speak to the 4 out of 18 seasons that Tomlin hasn't had a playoff win? That's much scarier than Boswell. Yeah, we talked about that to begin the show, jackass. Texter, you play that Roger Wood song, and now we're going to lose. Why are we going to lose?
You do jinx things a lot.
Why would we blame Roger Wood for the loss and not Mike Tomlin? What are we, weak? Texter, this is unbelievable. I know it's a tradition, but that song is bad and cringy. Are you kidding me?
No, it's a good song.
It's a great song. What do you prefer, that or the Steelers polka?
That one.
I agree by a smidge.
The polka is a little too 70s at this point. I think it's classic, but it's not better. Do you think that if Boswell misses a field goal or two in this...
What? I said plot the music down a little bit. You're not wearing headphones.
I was about to say something.
We're a marching band to nowhere. I've been playing the song while you're talking, and I said, can you fade it down so that you can talk over the song? But you're not wearing headphones, so you didn't even know I was playing the song. Incompetence. I'm incompetent. Harry's incompetent. We don't have our father figure Doran here to reprimand us. What were you going to say? And now we forgot.